Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, Indian fans, to Convoy, Ohio, the home of the Crestview Knights. We are roughly 39.7 miles, Googs, from our comfy confines of the battlegrounds.
I like my home.
I know. But we got a beautiful field here tonight. Got two crazy girls sitting beside me, and that's going to be a long, long 7 innings. Managers are out there talking to the umpires, getting things straightened out here before the game, and we'll go over the starting lineups. First for the Fort Recovery Indians, it's going to be Troy Holman. Out in center field, he'll be leading off for the Indians. Reese Wendell will be in left field batting second. Caden Holman will be our DH. Alex Garkey will be at shortstop this evening. Caden Greasy will be batting fifth and playing third base. Receivers will be out in right field batting sixth. Gavin Fowler will be at first base batting seventh. Riggs Toby behind the plate batting eighth. And Alex Deuce will be on the mound for the Indians this evening batting ninth. For the Crestview Knights, it's going to be Hunter Jones leading off. He'll be behind the plate. And then Zane Sarrigan will be at shortstop, batting second. Bryson Penix will be batting third, playing third base. Connor Sheets will be batting fourth. He'll be at first base. Aiden Hyatt will be at second base, batting fifth. David Sarrigan will be the DH. Derek Yinger will be in right left field. He'll be batting seventh. Huxley Gross will be in right field batting eighth, and Levi Grace will be in center field. He will be batting ninth. Those are the starting lineups for today's baseball game. We want to let you know that you're listening to today's game on Fort Recovery Radio and on PG 14, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We want to thank our producers. Reese Guckenbeller here. Buddy, you've done a great job all season.
Appreciate that.
It's always good to see you. And Eric Catterley in the WPGW studios back in Portland, Ohio. He won't like that, will he? Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're getting ready for the starting lineups and the national anthem, and we'll be back for first pitch coming up shortly.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on?
Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, welcome back to the Crestview Knights baseball facility here, and we're getting ready for the sectional finals between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Crestview Knights. Both aces are out on the mound tonight, and it's going to be deuce for the Fort Recovery Indians. And Preston, what's his name? Kreischer? is going to be on the mound for the Crestview boys. And leading off for the Indians is going to be Troy Homan. And the other night he was hitting the ball really well. He was 2 for 3, hit the ball really good his other time up and right at somebody. So I hope he keeps the bat hot, and we'll see what the Indians got in store here for the Knights today. We're about, what, Googs, about 40 feet off the field and about 40 feet behind the first base down the right field line.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough for us to see these pitches, but we got a great view of first base.
Yeah. We're about in line with the back of the infield right here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I can't even see home plate from here.
I can see home plate. And Troy Homan steps in there getting ready for pitch number one. First pitch comes in there on the outside edge for strike one. That is a hard hit ball right at the shortstop. Couldn't hit it any harder, right in his glove, and that's going to be out number one.
Now batting the left fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell.
That's going to bring up Reese Wendell to the plate. Looking for a pen that works, guys. That's unbelievable.
I got one right here, but...
let's try this one. Reese takes that one low. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the first inning here. Game's just getting started. That pitch is outside, ball three. Troy led the game off with a rocket right to the shortstop. And didn't have to move, right in his glove. Here comes 3-0 pitch. That one's called strike. Reese taking all the way. Comes a 3-1. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. He backhands it, fires it over across the field to the first baseman, and that's out number two. Reese goes down 5-3. Two up, two down. That's going to bring up our DH, Caden Homan. Caden hit the ball hard Tuesday night also. He had a couple good hits. I gave him a hard time about his running after the game. I said, dude, you got to score on that.
Yeah.
Said the coach. Told him to stay. I said, well, then you did right.
Yeah.
First pitch in there to Homan. Called for a strike right at the knees.
This pitcher's got a lower arm angle.
Yeah, he does. He's got a couple different arm slots, and he's kind of going with that one off his shoulder. It's just kind of sidearm, like you said, and that one's fouled out of play. Homan finds himself in the hole now. No balls, two strikes, two away here, top of the first inning. That pitch is high. 1-2. Neither one of these ball team, they don't want to end their season tonight, you know? That is, ball is hit out towards the center fielder. Center field's camping under it, and he's got it. Three up, three down for the Indians. So we're through a half an inning. Knights will be up right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
All right, welcome back to Crestview, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. First three hitters for Crestview is going to be Hunter Jones, Zane Sarrigan, and Bryson Penix. I got to make that an N. I cannot remember it. Sorry, girl. All right, Alex Deuce is going to be out there on the mound tonight. He signed with Marietta, Goog says, and he's going to be a pitcher at college. And I look forward to seeing what he's got here tonight. When he's on, he's pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, definitely. He's got that perfect game under his belt, too.
Yep. That's an impressive stat right there.
Yeah.
All right, Hunter Jones steps in. Here comes Ducey's first pitch. It is a curveball, and he pulls it foul. He was sitting on that baby and out in front of it and yanked her foul down the third baseline. Second pitch on the way, and that one's popped straight up in the air. Looks like the infield can make a play on it. Looks like Alex is going to make a play on himself, and he does. So one up, one down here in the bottom of the first. And that's going to bring up Zane Sarrigan.
The shortstop, number 10, Zane Sarrigan.
This young man stole a hit from Troy Homan there in the top of the first.
That is right. Shortstop.
Ducey with the sign. Here comes the pitch.
Curveball.
Taken all the way. Yeah, that was a breaker, and that's going to be outside for ball one. Not the only way we can tell is we can watch the Riggs glove, see where he goes with that glove.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. At least it's not raining like it was the other night. What a miserable night to play ball.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-0. That pitch is taken inside for ball three.
Ducey might like the rain, though. He pitched a good game against St. Henry in the rain.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Beat St. Henry 2-0. That pitch right down the middle, taken all the way with Sarrigan. Now it's three balls and a strike. That pitch is hit, popped up. Looks like Gavin Fowler's got a play on it at first base, and he does. Two up, two down now for Crestview, and that's going to bring up Bryson Penix, third baseman.
Number five, the third baseman, Bryson Penix.
Well, if Ducey can keep that up, we'll be all right. We can catch pop-ups.
Especially infield pop-ups.
Yeah. Outfield playing really shallow. I like to see that a little bit. We're going to play in until you hit it over our head. Side armor comes in there for a strike. Could be a pitching duo the way it looks here tonight.
Those pitchers doing well.
There's the 0-1. That one's pulled way foul out of play.
He's way ahead of that one.
Yeah, he was thinking fastball, and he brought him a curveball, and he's way out in front.
Yeah, he's leaning at that one.
At least he gets out in front here. No balls, two strikes. Two away here. Bottom of the first, no score. Swing and a miss. Got it. Three up, three down on the Crestview side. And we're through one complete. We'll go to the top of the second right after this.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of year-end stock.
Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU 401 Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, welcome back to Crestview. Getting ready for the top of the second inning. And for the Indians, it's going to be Alex Garkey, Caden Greasy, and Reese Evers. First three batters here for the Indians. Nothing score. Here comes the first offering, and that looks high to me, and it is. No fence in front of that dugout over there. Boys are kind of sitting ducks.
Look out.
Swing and a miss right there by Alex Garkey. Alex taking a full rip at that puppy.
Looks like their outfield's playing pretty shallow, too.
Yeah, and the wind's kind of blowing in. We can feel it coming in the window here. So a pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff man, Alex Garkey. He's followed by Caden Greasy and Reese Evers. Ooh, that one called a strike on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Our girls are playing at, where are they playing, Bath?
Lima Bath.
We'll see if Spencer can get us an update on that.
Playing Coldwater.
I know that's on WPGW. Radio Rob's there, and hopefully the girls can pick up a victory over that Wendell girl. She's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. Madison Wendell,
absolutely.
I think she's going somewhere to play softball.
Yeah, I think so, too. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Garkey goes down swinging. First strikeout. For the Indians.
Foul ball.
Did he nip it?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, hell, I thought he struck out.
2-2.
Perfect. That one he fouls off. I heard that one.
Yep. Right on the track.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is definitely in the press box for the football field, too, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd assume.
No doubt about it. No, it's not, she says. We're joined by a young lady. What's your name? You got to talk now. I'm bringing you up.
Sunny Dowler.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you up here on the radio. Is this your first radio experience?
I think so.
I can tell. You're awfully giddy.
Caden Greasy now.
All right, Greasy comes to the plate. One out. Turkey went down swinging, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Come on, Caden. Let's get something going here. One out. No score. Top of the second inning. There is a chopper towards the shortstop. He comes up, fires across the field, and that's going to be out number two. Covered a lot of ground right there. He covered it right behind the second base bag. And nice play by the shortstop.
Very nice.
Number 25, the right fielder, Reese Evers.
So two away, and that's going to bring up Reese Evers to the plate. Reese is our right fielder tonight. So far in this ball game, Giggs, it's been eight up, eight down.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch taken outside and a little high, maybe. Ball one.
Batter's being aggressive, though.
Comes the second pitch. He pops that baby up. Pitcher looks like he's going to make a play on it. And he does. Three up, three down again for the Indians, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. No score here in Convoy. We'll be back right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores.
Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
All right, back here, Convoy, getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Still no score, 9-up, 9-down between these two pitchers, and it's going to be Sheets, Hyatt, and Sarrigan again here for the first three batters. Ducey back out there on the mound. No base runners to for anybody.
Mm-mm.
That pitch taken low. Ball one. There is a hard hit ball right at Alex Garkey.
Nice play.
Alex climbs the ladder and he picks off another potential base hit by Connor Sheets, but he goes down with a line drive to Garks, out number one. We're going to get this young lady. She can call half an inning here after bet. See how she does.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah, see how that goes. First pitch in there to Aiden Hyatt, a little bit lower inside. That's going to be ball one. Here comes the pitch.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice breaking ball right there.
Frozen. Locked up, yeah.
Yeah, froze him and perfect pitch in there by Ducey. One ball, one strike, one away. Here comes a 1-1 offering. Ooh, right down the pipe, strike two.
Ducey's throwing a lot of strikes so far.
Yeah, so far he's been getting ahead. He got down 3-0 in that one batter in the first inning, and he came back and got him. Oh, nice sidearmer right there. Strikeout swinging by Hyatt, and that's going to bring up David Sarrigan.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 23, David Sarrigan.
He's the DH for the Knights. Derek Yinger on deck. One thing about it, this will be a quick game. When nobody gets any hits, you know that goes?
Very quick.
That pitch taking strike right at the knees.
Alex looks confident, too, when he's pitching.
Yeah, he does. I think he feels good on that mound. Ooh. A breaking ball there. It was pretty close.
Just a bit low.
Just a bit, yeah. Broke too early. Here comes the 1-1. That one's high. Didn't come down at all. Another off-speed pitch. Two good pitchers going at her here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That one is a fly ball. First one out towards the outfield. Looks like Troy Hellman's coming over to make a play. He does. Three up, three down again here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll go to the top of the third. Still no score here in Convoy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
All right, here we go. Back in Crestview, getting ready for the top of the third inning, and it's going to be Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby, and Alex Deuce. First three hitters for the Indians. The old pitcher's duo. So far, 12 up, 12 down now, Googs.
Mm-hmm.
Got to crack the ice here somewhere along the line. That pitch taking a little low. One ball, one strike. That one on the outside edge for a strike. In the bottom of the third inning, we're going to have this young lady, Sydney Dowler. She's going to call some balls and strikes here for the Crestview Knights. See how she does in her radio debut. I look forward to it.
Be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I pitch low and outside. Evens the count at two balls, two strikes. We got to get Gavin Fowler hitting the ball here.
Yeah, we got to get him on base.
Get the leadoff man on. Gets a piece of that one back to the screen. Hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
Preston Crusher. Crusher? Is he a senior? There is a rocket down the first base line and about a foot foul.
That was close.
Gavin was close to being on second base, and first baseman was like, man, I got lucky there.
It's a big old dude down there at first base.
That is a big fella down there at first. Playing a little closer to the line now.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a 2-2 offering. Gavin stays alive. Stays alive, yep. Knocks her back to the screen. Still going to stay at 2-2. Nobody out here. Top of the third. No score. Sectional championship. There is a hard ground ball past the first baseman. And then we got the first hit of the game. Gavin's going to start things off in the top of the third with a base hit. That brings up Riggs Toby. I got a feeling Riggs is going to do the little button here.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a game where one run means a bunch. So,
yeah, especially how these first three innings have gone.
With nobody out, you got a little chance to put them on, get them over here. Shows bunt. Pops it up. Thank goodness it got away from the catcher.
Could have been trouble.
He's going to try her again, I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. Third baseman playing in, too.
Third baseman knows it's coming. There's a bunt. He lays it down to the pitcher's mound. It's going to be a tough play for everybody. Third baseman comes in, and that's going to be a bobbled throw at first base. Gavin's going to take off, go to third, and Indians got a little something-something going here in the top of the third inning. Runners on the corners, and a great bump by Toby, and man, the Indians looking to score here. That'd be big.
Huge.
I'm going to give him a base hit on that because that was a tough play for that third baseman.
Yeah. Alex Deuce to the plate now.
That brings up the pitcher, Alex Deuce. Deuce would be really happy with a base hit right here, knock in the first round and get himself a little lead.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch taken for a strike on the outside edge. Man, we've had some great games up here in the past with Crestview, and we've come up here, and we had a Friday night game up here one time, and I think it was like 11. That was a pop-up. First baseman looks like he's got a chance to make some plays on it. I can't see it. And he got it. So out number one, pop-up to the first baseman. Runners stay put. And that's going to roll back to the top to Troy Homan.
Number 11, Troy Homan.
Troy Homan hit a rocket to lead the game off right at the shortstop for out number one.
Take another hard hit ball like that again.
Absolutely. Indian runner's got to be a little aware of that line drive. Can't get off too far. Make sure she's down before they take off too much. Here comes the pitch. Troy lays run. Down a bunt, and it's going to be past the first baseman. It's going to be a run-scoring bunt. Absolutely beautiful play by Troy Homan. Pulled that bunt out at the last minute. Laid it down to first baseline. Gavin comes home to score. And the Indians take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning.
That was a nice bunt.
Yeah, it was. Little bit harder. He'd have been on there, too. That
oh, yeah.
Pitcher made a nice play on it.
Troy's almost perfected that bunt.
Yes, he has. Now with two away, runner at second. Indians with one across the dish so far in this inning. Looking to add to it. Reese a little late on that. Knocks her down the dugout for the Crestview boys. If anybody's listening out there and they're listening to the girls' game, we'd like to have an update on that. You can text me at 419-234-2976. Nice curveball right there. Great pitch. Well, the Indians dent the scoreboard here in the third. Finally break the ice. We get a runner on. Get him over and get him in on a nice bunt by Troy Homan. The old suicide safety squeeze. Man, that pitch right there looked pretty good right there. Must have been a little high to the umpire's eyes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here comes a 1-2. That is a ground ball down the third baseline. Foul.
Looks like the softball game just started. Top of the first.
Top of the first? Oh, you got it on the game changer, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to the Indian gals out there in Lima Bath. All right, here comes a 1-2 to Reese. That one's low. He takes it for a ball. We got a runner in scoring position in Riggs Toby out there at second base. Love to see a base knock here with two outs. I think coach is going to give him the old wheel here if he does. There's a ball hit to the shortstop. Oh. Kind of an ole hop out there. Tough break for him, and that's going to score a run. Riggs doesn't stop and busts a move right home, and now it's 2-0 Fort Recovery. Tough one right there. What do you think on that? Is that going to be a hit or is that going to be an error?
I'm calling that a hit.
Perfect.
That was a tough play.
Now batting number 10, the designated hitter, Caden
Homan. So with two away, Caden Homan comes to the plate with Reese Wendell down at first base. Quick throw over to first. Reese back in time. Indians put a crooked number on the board. Done it with two runs here so far in the third. Another quick throw over. And the kid's got a good move to first.
No.
Reese making him throw again.
He's trying to get in his head.
Yeah, Reese's trying to get in his head now. Another throw over to first, and he's back in time.
It's four.
Reese is getting his lead before he steps on the rubber. Indians getting a little rowdy in the dugout. Caden just wants to hit the ball. Here comes the pitch. That one's taken high. And sometimes that happens, you know. You get a runner on, he messes with you out there, gets you out of your rhythm on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you can't find home plate, and you walk a guy, and then it gets worse.
Yeah.
Here comes a 1-0 to Homan. The pitch is outside, ball two. Reese still messing with him down here at first base.
Mm-hmm.
Two runs across so far for the Indians here in the top of the third. They got a 2-0 lead. Here comes the pitch into Homan. That's taken high for ball three. 3-0.
Four throws over to first, three balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's make it five throws to first now.
Yeah.
Look at Reese. Reese is off. Here comes the pitch home. begging for a strike right across the old belt. Making him throw a lot of pitches is sending two good.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the pitch. Fouls that baby back to the screen. Pitcher's fighting back. 3-2 now. 2 away. Reese Wendell at first. 2 runs across the plate so far. Gavin Fowler and Riggs Toby both scored this inning.
I'd imagine Reese is going on this pitch.
Yep. There he goes. And ball 4 is taken by Gavin. Or Caden Homan, and he'll go down to first base with the base on balls. First walk given up by Crasher. Now, runners at first and second. Indians going to bring their 7th batter to the plate. Looks like we're going to take a little break. Umpire, the coach is going to go out and talk to him. Let me see if I can find that. Coach Jim Wharton. We'll keep it right here. I don't think it's going to be a long visit. He's not going to pull his pitcher. That's for sure. I'm going to go out there and try to settle him down and say, you know, don't worry about that runner. Just let's get it out.
Yeah.
Crestview Knights are 13-5. Pretty dang good record. Our game with them scheduled earlier this year was rained out, and we never got a rain date and made it up. So I guess tonight is our rain date. I think they got us last year. Does anybody remember? I think Crestview beat us here last year in the sectional finals, I think.
That does sound right.
I think. With like, wouldn't it would have been Kale?
Yeah.
Kale? Yeah, we've had some great games here at Convoy. All right, pitcher's going to stay on the mound. Homan at first. Reese Wendell at second. 2 away. 2 across the plate. And Alex Garkey steps up to the plate. Cleanup hitter for the Indians. I'd like to see him get a hold of one here. Clean the old base was off. Now he's looking, firing back to second base. Man, Reese has got him. Got him mad.
Yeah, he's definitely in his
head. I think he's mad. I think he's mad at Reese Wendell. That is 6 times he has tried to pick him off so far. He's taking another big lead. Here comes the pitch home. That's inside, 1.
There's no sort of limit or anything on throws over, is there?
Not in high school. Not in high school. There is in the majors now.
I wonder if that'll change in a few years.
Well, you don't see many. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to speed the game up that much for the high school boys. Another throw back to second. Is that 7?
No. That's 7.
7 pickoff attempts for Reese Wendell.
And about as many pitches.
All right, he might get another one right here. Here comes the 1-0, comes to the plate. That's hit pretty well out towards the left fielder. Left fielder happened to be in the right spot, and he makes the play. But in the inning, the Indians pick up 2 runs on about 3 hits. We strand 2, and the Indians take a 2-0 lead going into the bottom of the 3rd inning. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA. Your best friend on a busy night.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting and Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back. You're getting ready for the bottom of the 3rd inning. It's going to be Yinger, Gross, and Grace. First 3 batters. And who's going to do this? Are you going to do this now? Sidney Dowler is going to take over for me right now.
Softball's up 1-0 now.
Fort Recovery is?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yinger up to bat, takes the first pitch, low.
She's a
pro.
Yeah. I'm going to go get some popcorn.
Second pitch, high. Bounces off the catcher's helmet, and DJ takes a base.
Oh, he got hit.
Oh, yeah.
Must have hit him in the arm, I guess, or something. I didn't think he got hit there, but needless to say, Crestview Knights with their first base runner. And he was hit by the pitch. That brings up Huxley Gross. All you said.
Tries to bunt and pops up. Oh. Catcher almost catches it. DJ Yinger trying to steal second base and is safe. Oh, and is out.
So what happened there is he bunts it. Alex Deuce makes a diving play right at the line. Umpire calls the ball fair. The runner basically had to hang loose at first base in case he caught it. Drops it, fires to second for the out. So Yinger's out at second. And Gross is down at first base on a fielder's choice. That brings up Levi Grace.
Takes first pitch, fouls third baseline.
Levi Grace, the batter.
Take second pitch, down the middle, strike. Oh, ball.
How's she doing now? I think she's got the jitters.
Yeah, she's nervous.
This might be her new thing. She may actually get into radio.
Not a bad gig.
Third pitch, ball low.
Runner at first, one out, 2-0 score. Indians got the lead. Bottom of the third inning.
Fourth pitch, strike.
2 balls, 2 strikes to Levi Grace. Ooh. Deucey straight over the top on a fastball there. I thought he was going to ring him up, but
yeah.
A little high.
Full count, Levi Grace. Let's see what he does. Oh,
right
over the third baseman's head. Levi Grace is on his way to first.
And that's a base hit. So a nice piece of hitting by Levi Grace. And it went right off the top of Caden Gloves down there at third base. He got up in the air, and I think he actually could have caught that ball. I just think that it got on him so fast, and it went off his glove, and that's going to be a base hit. Out to left field and put runners at first and second.
One out.
First base hit for the Knights. And we roll back to the top now to Hunter Jones. Hunter popped out to Alex Deuce, first time up.
First pitch, almost in the dirt. Hunter.
Base it up the middle. That's going to maybe score one. Troy bobbles it for a second. Now he comes up firing, and that is going to score one run. So Hunter Jones, with a one-out single, is going to score Huxley Gross from second, and that makes it a 2-1 ball game. Levi Gray stays at second base, and Hunter Jones is at first.
Number 10. Zane Zerrigan.
That brings up the number two hole hitter, Zane Zerrigan. Runners at first and second. One out, one across the plate. 2-1 ball game now.
Takes Zane Sergan up to bat. First pitch, strike.
There's the sidearms, a couple of them. That's pretty tough to follow.
Yeah.
Take second pitch inside.
City, you're doing good. So, Neil, I mean, you get paid $50 for a half an inning. I get $100 an inning is what Neil pays me. So you get $50 for doing, if you can hang in there. So, that one's popped up to the shortstop. Karks goes back, makes the play right at the edge of the grass, and that's going to be out number two.
Now batting the third baseman, number five, Bryson Pennix.
So that brings up Bryson Pennix. He struck out swinging his first time up in the bottom of the first inning. Fort Recovery Girls still up 1-0.
Yep, 1-0. Nice. Top of the second. One out.
Indian boys up by one also here in Convoy. What was that, a late timeout or something by the batter?
Yeah.
Huh? The batter called for a timeout.
The ump didn't give it to him.
Oh. But there was no pitch. Two away here, bottom of the third, 2-1 ball game. Fort Recovery clinging to a 1-run lead. Hard hit ball out to center field right at Troy Hellman. He comes in, grabs it. Indians going to hang on there, and they still keep that 1-run lead. They pick up 1 run, though. Couple hits. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Indians up 2-1. Nice job, Sid.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, welcome back here to Convoy. Top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. And then we're also simulcast on PG14, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Thanks for listening to tonight's game. Indians are clinging to a 1-run lead here. 2-1. First three batters for the Indians are going to be Greasy. And that ball is hit hard up to the out towards right center, and the right fielder makes a great grab over his shoulder. Nice play right there, and I don't know what's going on, but I thought he was out. I thought he was out. Who said they dropped it?
He dropped it when he rolled over, but the umpire called him out.
Very good. Nice play by the right fielder out there. Who was that?
Huxley Gross.
Huxley Gross with a nice play.
Now batting number 25, Reese
Evers. That brings up Reese Evers to the plate. Reese popped up to the pitcher his first time up.
Ball one.
First pitch taken a little outside for a ball. Swing and a miss right there. Maurice. Swing and a miss. A couple of heaters coming by him right there. One ball, two strikes, one away here, top of the fourth inning. That one's popped out. Your hometown. Back behind the stands. So, Sydney, you said you're a junior. A couple more days of school this year, and you're the big senior, huh?
Yep.
Strikeout looking right there by Reese Evers, and that's two up, two down.
Now batting first baseman, number 27, Gavin Paul.
You playing sports?
I'm a cheerleader for football and basketball.
You're a cheerleader for football and basketball. You're the class giggler, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, she did good right there. Thought we was going to hear snort. Now she's biting her lip. All right, two away here. Top of the fourth inning. Come on, Gavin. Gavin goes down swinging. Three, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So Chrysler's come out pitching a good inning here in the fourth. We got 3.5 in the books. Indians clinging to a 2-1 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning here in Convoy. Indians lead 2-1.
First baseman, number 19, Connor Sheets.
And leading off here for the Crestview Knights is the cleanup hitter, Connor Sheets, followed by Aiden Hyatt and David Sergin, DH, for the Knights. Said you're going to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Connor Sheets. Nice hit to center field and caught.
First pitch fly out. Pitcher's friend right there. Goes out to Troy in center field. One pitch, one out. That brings up the second baseman, Aiden Hyatt.
First pitch in the dirt, Aiden Holmes.
Ball one.
Pitch two is ball two.
That was a little high. Not a bad pitch. He pulled the string on it a little bit, but it was a little elevated.
Curveball didn't break all the way.
And pitch three is another ball.
Yeah, outside and in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes. Don't put this guy on, Deucey. Fight back here. There's one right down the pipe. That's a senior pitcher for you right there. Mm-hmm.
fouls off the ball.
Ryan Steinbrenner is listening to us. Said the girls' game has just started. Top of the first batter just got on for the Indians. Yep, 1-0. Nice job, Indians. That ball is hit pretty well out towards left center. Gets past Troy. He's going to turn and head for second. Troy firing into second. Going to be a play at the base, and it's going to get past. Who's out there? Looks like Sage Wendell is on second base. I think he was there no matter what. Yep. Just happened to get past Sage. So a one-out double by Hyatt. Puts a runner in scoring position.
The designated hitter, number 23. David Sergin.
And that brings up the DH, David Sergin. You know, if you take the lead, then we're going to kick you out because you're going to get all excited. It's all fun and games till we're behind. Is that right, Goose?
That's very true.
All right, dude, she's a goner. Down here. She's a goner. That's right.
First pitch bounces over the plate.
Inning started out good. One pitch, one out.
Yeah.
1-0 count for David Sergin.
It's going to be a tough play down the third. Just foul down the third base line. One ball, one strike now. Did that runner take off or did he take off on contact? It wasn't.
I think he was going on contact.
Say loud and clear, swing and a miss, Sid.
Swing and a miss.
Very
yes.
Good. One ball, two strikes to the DH. David Sergin. Is he junior or senior?
Junior.
He's a junior. Swing and a miss. Got him. Nice job, Alex Deuce. Two away Slide. Now.
Now batting number 16, the left fielder, PJ Yeager.
Third strike out of the game for Alex Deuce. That brings up Derek Yeager. That pitch is hit well out towards center field. Troy looks like he's got a bead on it, and he does. So the Indians hold him right there with a double in the middle of a couple of hits or a couple of outs. And we're through four in the books. Still 2-1 for recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back to Convo. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio and PG14 on 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And the first batter for the Indians is Riggs Toby, and he takes the second offering and pops her way up in the air to the shortstop for out number one. Riggs, one of the seniors on the team, he has scored one run so far in this game, and that's going to bring up another senior, Alex Deuce. Deucey popped up to the first baseman his first time up.
Now
Ducey having a good game on the mound so far. Both pitchers. Indians got a couple breaks when they scored two runs. There's a little dying quail out towards the second baseman, and second baseman right where he needed to be, out number two.
Now batting for Fort Montgomery, the center fielder.
That rolls us back to the top. Troy Homan now at the plate. Troy did a little safety squeeze. His last time up, scored the first run of the game. This time he's coming up there with bases empty, and he's going to be ripping. First pitch taken for a strike right at the knees. Oh, his hit ripped foul right towards us. And foul out of play.
A little early.
He's itching to hit that beat.
Yeah.
No balls, two strikes to Troy. Two up, two down so far here in the fifth. Here comes the pitch. That one is popped way up in the air. Left fielder, center fielder, everybody charging for it. And it falls drops in front of the center fielder. It's going to be a base hit. Troy taking off for second. And he head first dives, and he's safe. Man, I tell you what, that ball, I think the wind kind of aided it, blowing it back in, because I think he thought he had it. And then he kind of kicked it, and Troy saw the ball taken off, so he took off, and now with two outs, Troy's in scoring position.
I don't think either of the outfielders had a very good read on it, too.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I couldn't tell who was going to, we couldn't see the ball up in the air, so. Yeah. That brings the number two hitter, Reese Wendell, to the plate. Reese 0 for, nope, he is 1 for 2. He drove, oh yeah, remember he drove this pitcher crazy the last time up. Troy now doing the same thing. He gets tried to get a big lead, and they throw back to second, keep him honest. Come on, Reese, big hit here. Swing and a miss, pulled the string on him. Nice pitch. Both teams a little rowdy in the old dugouts.
Oh, yeah.
Three steps back in. Pitcher's got the sign. Here comes the offering. That one's popped up and out of play. Reese falls behind. No balls, two strikes. 330 down the lines here. 360 out in the center. You're going to have to hit a bomb today against this wind. Swing and a miss. Got him. Well, the Indians get a guy on. We left him there, but we're through 4.5 innings. Indians still clinging to a 2-1 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. First three batters is going to be Huxley Gross, Levi Grace, and we roll back to the top to Hunter Jones. First pitch taken for a strike. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Got a text here from Ryan that Emma Will had an RBI double. Indians now with a 2-0 lead over the Cavaliers. Be a big win. Beat those girls. Yeah. That'd be huge. One ball, two strikes to Huxley Gross. Wow, that grounder was... Did you see that, baby?
Yeah.
That thing was a couple feet foul and had spin on it and almost came back fair right to Gavin Fowler. And it was a foul ball. One ball, two strikes to Huxley Gross. He's the lone scorer for the Knights.
3-0 now. Indians
wow,
up.
Indians up 3-0.
Ella Shane got a base hit.
Here comes a 2-2. Ooh, curveball frozen, but a little low across the dish, and that's going to make it full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Indian outfield still playing shallow here. Here comes the 3-2. That's low. So the leadoff man gets on, and that brings up the 9-hole hitter, Levi Grace.
Now batting number 18, the center fielder, Levi Grace.
First base on balls given up by Alex in this game. All right, Sid, you're up. How old is Levi?
He's a senior.
Levi Grace is a senior?
Yes. Pulls out the bunt and throws back to first. Huxley Gross safe.
Quick snap throw by Deuce, or Riggs down to first. Mm-hmm.
Levi Grace puts the bun out. Ball. 2 balls.
Tying run at first base. Leadoff man, Huxley Gross. Reaches on a base on balls.
Levi Grace pops up a bunt, but foul. No one can
pops it up, not a play. Two balls and a strike now to Levi Grace. Senior center fielder. There's a strike. That evens the count at 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nice job. Great pitch. Pulled the string on him, threw in the Uncle Charlie. Grace goes down swinging for the out number one.
Number two, the catcher, Hunter Jones.
That rolls us back to the top to Hunter Jones. Holy cow. Callie Wendell, RBI double, 4-0 Indians. Kylie Post.
Hunter takes first pitch.
2 RBI doubles, 6-0 Indians.
Ball.
Lady Indians putting it to the Cavs.
Like to see
that. Hang in there, yeah.
Hunter takes the second pitch. Ball makes the count 2-0.
Time called by the batter. Hunter Jones, 1-for-2 on the day.
Third pitch comes in. Ball. Count 3-0.
This makes such a huge difference when a guy gets on. Just messes with every pitcher.
Fourth pitch comes in. Strike.
Lucy, good job coming back. Battle back here, kid. Battle back. Two runs, two hits, according to the scoreboard out there for the Indians. One run on three hits. Oh, Taylor made double play. Gark steps on second. Over to first, and that's a double play. Way to put the rally out right there, Indians. All right, we got five in the books, folks. Indians, two. The Crestview Knights, one. We'll be right back.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
All right, welcome back to Convoy and home of the Crestview Knights. We roll to the top of the sixth inning. Indians up 2-1.
Leading off for the Indians.
Facing the starting pitcher.
Number 10, Caden Coleman.
Still, Preston Creature. Creature? Tough one. Caden Coleman at the plate. He steps in. He's our DH. Takes the first pitch strike right down the middle of the plate. Caden reached on a base on balls. There's a rocket right to the second baseman. Goes under his glove. And Caden down to second base or first base with a leadoff single.
So we're running a pinch runner, too.
I tell you what, we're giving them hits. Official score guy is giving them errors. That's four errors for the Crestview Knights, according to the scoreboard. But in the old Fort Recovery radio book, that's five hits.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to put a pinch runner in. Caden runs like his dad. You don't.
Yeah.
You know Beaver, right?
Oh, yeah. I know Beaver. Is that Mason Diller?
I'm trying to. Looks to me number 13, Mason Diller, coming out. He's going to do some running.
In a run for four recovery, number 13, Mason Diller.
That's a great gig. You get to go up and hit, and you don't have to run.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to field.
And he don't have to field. He's the smartest player we got. He never has an error. All he does is hit and then walk back to the dugout.
All right. Nice job.
Alex Garkey steps in with nobody out. Runner at first. Quick throw over to first, and Diller back in time. Gets his uniform dirty. First pitch coming home. He shows bunt. Pops it up. And wow, just off the catcher's bare hand. That was a close play. Nice heads-up play by the catcher. Just about robbed the Indians of a sacrifice, and Alex got lucky there. Good job, Would be nice to get him over. He shows bunt again. Pulls back that time. Takes the ball inside. One ball, one strike. Top of the sixth inning. Indians picked up two runs in the top of the third. Crestview puts one on the board in the bottom of the third, and that's all the scoring we've seen. Rest of zeros out there. Quick throw over to first again. That's three pickoff plays now down there to Deller. 1-1 count to Alex Garkey. Now we got a time called by the umpire. Not sure what that was about. Unless Alex called it. I'm assuming
Garkey did.
Yeah. Pitcher now has the sign. He looks. He's coming home. Alex lays down a nice bunt right in front of the home plate. Exactly what he needed to do. He gets Diller over to second. Great sacrifice by Alex Garkey, and that's going to bring Caden Greasy to the plate with a chance to drive in another run for the Indians. Nice play by the catcher to pop out of that catcher's position and fire down to first base. Out number one. Caden Greasy and Reese Evers, both with a chance now. A runner in scoring position. Indians would love to get one more across the plate here somehow. Diller with not too big of a lead out there at second base. That offering comes in, and that's called for a strike. One ball, one strike now. To Caden Greasy. I think Caden's due for a hit. 0-2 in this ball game. Grounded out to the shortstop and flew out. Oh, the kid made a great play out there in right field.
Right center.
That pitch is taken for a ball. I don't know what was wrong with that. If that was, couldn't have been high. Must have been outside. Two balls on a strike. One away. Top of the sixth. There is a ground ball to the third baseman. He looks a runner back. Fires across the field over to the first baseman. Makes a nice scoop. Diller does advance down to third base after the throw. So Greasy gets him over to third. Now a pass ball, anything like that, can maybe get the run in. We have not had a pass ball yet in this game. It's two good pitchers right there.
And two good catchers, too.
So with two away, Reese Evers comes to the plate. Be a great time for a little base knock here, Reese.
Outside.
First pitch taken outside for a ball. Gavin Fowler on deck circle. That one's popped up, and I think the catcher made a heck of a play. I think he did. Nice play by the catcher back to the screen, and he comes up with the out. So we strand a guy out at second base, and we got 5.5 in the books. Indians still up, 2-1. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
All right, welcome back here to Convoy, getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Ducey back out there on his mound for his sixth inning of work. Shoot a text over to a buddy of mine and say, Henry, see if the Redskins are winning. The winner of this game will play Wednesday at Coldwater at 7:30 against the winner of the St. Henry Parkway game. All right, Deucey out there, ready to go. Side armor comes across the plate for strike number one. First three batters here is going to be Zane Sarrigan, Bryson Penix, and Connor Sheets. All right, Sid, you're up.
Second pitch to DJ, ball. Count 1-1.
Are you calling DJ?
Yes.
She just screwed up in
there. Yeah.
What do you think, Googs? We'll let her slip on that. Oh. Strike three.
Well,
goes
he's
down.
Out, so.
Goes down swinging. So Sarrigan goes down. Swinging in our books. Out number one. Strikeout number four for Alex Deuce, and that's going to bring up Bryson Penix. Defense needs to hang tough out there. Wind kind of died down.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a sprinkle came through. And
first pitch to Bryson Penix.
Sun trying to peek back out.
Looks like it.
Bryson reaches for that outside pitch. Makes foul ball.
One ball, one strike, one away here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Penix the batter, Sheets on deck.
Bryson takes that third pitch, strike.
It must have been his curveball because he kind of backed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice pitch.
Cut it right across the plate for a strike.
Next pitch, outside.
Two balls, two strikes. One away here. Bottom of the sixth. Indians up by one. All the scoring done in the third inning for both teams. Chopper over to Alex Garkey. Garkey backhands, fires over to Gavin Fowler. And that's going to be out number two here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that brings up Connor Sheets.
Now batting the first baseman, number 19, Connor Sheets.
Lucy pitching a gem. One run, yeah. Three hits. Keep her going, kid. Another side armor. He gets that thing working. That's trouble. Winner of this game, like I said, will play on Wednesday night at 7:30 at Coldwater Cavalier Stadium. There is a rocket out to left field. That's a base hit. Reese Wendell goes over. He looks like he's gonna hang up at first. Smart decision by the runner. Nice so Connor Sheets with a two-out single. Got to announce that, Sid. We got a new runner out there.
Coming in to run for Connor Sheets, number 21, Hayden Book.
Good job. She's more comfortable now. She's getting cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Now batting for the Knights, second baseman, number four, Aiden Hyatt.
All right, Deucey, settle back down here. You got two outs. Don't worry about that runner. Let's get the out here. Aiden Hyatt, the batter, second baseman for the Knights.
First pitch, ball.
Pretty big lead down here by this young man, first base.
Second pitch. Strike takes by Aiden Hyatt.
Coach would not be happy if he fell asleep and got picked off at first base. You know that? Tying run.
Yeah.
Busy not too worried about him. He's more focused on that hitter.
As he should.
That ball is hit hard out to center field. Troy camping big time out there waiting for it, and the Indians now three outs away from the sectional championship. They cling to a 2-1 lead. We'll go to the top of the seventh. We'll be back right after this.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA. Your best friend on a busy night.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, here we go. Top of the seventh inning, and the leadoff guy is going to be, flip the book over and we'll find out, Gavin Fowler. And Fowler takes the first pitch offering and rips it down the third baseline just inside the line for a leadoff single. It's a big hit right there, Googs. Hit number 6 in our books. Hits number 3 on the scoreboard. Looks to me like we might be taking the pitcher out. I think we are, huh?
Looks like it.
Yep, looks like the manager come out. He's going to take the pitcher out of this ball game. So Coach Wharton has seen enough of his senior, and he's going to bring in number 5, Bryson Penix. We'll take a quick break here. We'll let Penix get warmed up, and we'll be back right after this.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Port Recovery today.
All right, welcome back here to Convoy. New pitcher coming in is number 5, Bryson Penix. Getting loose out there on the mound yet. Leadoff base hit by Gavin Fowler was all that Coach Wharton wanted to see, and he goes out there and he yanks his ace, brings in his relief guy, and Indians would love, very much so, to get a couple of runs on this inning and have a little cushion for Deucey to go out there. He's pitched a heck of a ball game. Both pitchers did a stellar job. According to the scoreboard, 2 runs on 3 hits for the Indians. 1 run on 4 hits for the Crestview Knights. You know, he scattered those hits around.
Yeah. 4 errors is what the scoreboard says.
Yeah. We gave him a couple hits. They were hard hit balls. And they were probably errors, but
probably about the difference in the game right now.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. All right, Penix looks like he's ready to go. Rick Stobie's going to step in there. He'll be the first guy to face this new pitcher. Gavin Fowler down there at first. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. Ooh, nice curveball right off the bat. Comes in there for a strike. Here comes the 0-1 fastball. Taken for a ball. It's got pretty good velocity on that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sid, what are you going to do when you graduate? What are you going to college for? You know yet?
Elementary education.
Oh, nice. Here comes a 1-1. Riggs kind of shows bunt. Penick steps off the mound. Fowler with not much of a lead at all. Now Riggs shows a bunt, pulls it back, and takes it for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Come on, Riggs. Get him over. Knock one over here to the second baseman, something. Get him over to first or get him over to second. Come on, 12. Do your job here. Come on. Here comes a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. Riggs goes down swinging. So that's the first out in the seventh inning, and that's going to bring up Alex Deuce. Fourth strike out of the game for the Indian hitters. So Deucey steps in the old batter's box. Quick throw over to first. Gavin back in time. Got the sign. Here's the pitch. That's going to be low and outside. Ball one. Come on, Deucey, find some grass out there somewhere. Comes a 1-0. That's hit hard off the top of the mound, over the head of the second baseman, and that's going to be a base hit. Tough break for the Knights there. That baby come off the mound and went up in the air and right over the heads of the shortstop and the second baseman, and that puts runners at first and second, and we roll back to the top to Troy Homan. To the top of the lineup with a little chance to do some damage here with one away and runners at first and second.
Number 11, the center fielder, Troy.
One out.
One away, yeah, absolutely. Crestview had that opportunity there, and I think it was the fifth inning, and hit a tailor-made ground ball right to Alex Garkey. Mm-hmm. Garkey steps on second, fires over to first for a inning-ending double play, and that was perfect. That could have been one, too, if it doesn't hit the mound.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch. There's a hard-hit ground ball over towards the second baseman. Second baseman fields it, fires over to the shortstop at second. They get the runner out at second. Troy's safe at first, and now the Indians with 2 outs have runners on the corners. So Deucey goes out 4-3. Gavin's over at third. Troy's at first on the fielder's choice. And I got a feeling we're going to see the delayed steal.
Mm-hmm. Especially with Troy at first.
With Troy at first base.
Now batting. Left fielder.
Catcher comes out and makes a sign, and it's going to be one of those deals where Troy will take off. May not be on this pitch, but I'd be shocked if we don't see it.
Yeah.
All right, stepping in is Reese Wendell. We'll give him a couple chances to get a hit, and then they might try something there. He steps off the rubber. Penick steps back. Troy back to first. Gabby down there at third base. He scored once already. There's a quick throw over to first. Troy back in time. Gavi scored and Riggs Toby scored in the third inning, and that's it for the Indians so far. And Gavin's down there about 80 feet away wanting to score again. Reese wanting to knock him in. Troy making him. There goes Troy. No throw down to second. Now The Indians have runners at second and third. And Reese with a huge chance here to drive in two runs. One ball, no strikes to him. Two away, 2-1 ball game.
I'd assume base hit scores too as well.
I don't think you're going to slow Troy down unless it's in the infield already. They're going to make him make good plays. If we can get a hit. That pitch taken for a strike on the inside edge. Taking his time, now he steps off the rubber again. Penix in relief. Comes in with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. One runner on. He's got two outs. Here comes the pitch. That looked like a great pitch. Yes, it did. Right down the heart of the plate. Strike two. Come on, Reese. Come on, Reese. Base hit here. Put in play. Make him make a play. We want to thank Eric Catterly back at the old PG-14 office in Portland. Keeping us on the air. Swinging a miss. Got him. No, he got a foul tipper. That's the second time, man. I haven't seen that, Googs. I thought he grabbed his bat like he was walking back to the dugout, and I didn't hear it, didn't see it.
It's barely got a
piece. Still life. Love it. One ball, two strikes. Troy at second. Gavin at third. Here comes the 1-2. Locked him up. Reese Wendell goes down looking for out number three. So, we got 6.5 in the books now. Indians now need three outs to get the sectional championship, but Crestview's definitely got other thoughts. We'll be back with the bottom of the seventh inning right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, welcome back to Convoy here. We're getting ready for the bottom of the seventh inning. Indians need three outs to claim this sectional championship, and Crestview is going to go to the plate with David Sarigan, Derek Yinger, and Huxley Gross. Ducey first pitch offering side armor in there for a strike. My partner in crime, she's messing with her hair. She's not on the air. She's not ready. Have you heard her, Neil?
Yes.
Have you heard her? She's doing pretty good, don't you think?
Yep. Wrong team.
No, I think she's converting to the Indians.
I think she is.
Here comes a 1-1. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Sarigan now is the third baseman. You owe her $50, by the way, Neil. I told her she gets $50 for a half inning. Yep. Swing and a miss. Got him. Out number one. Indians now two outs away.
See if she'll take a bad check.
Yeah, she'll take it. Okay. No troubles. I told her I'd get $100 an inning, and I'd give her half.
Number 16, DJ Yinger.
Now she's thinking about she might go into the radio business. start broadcasting baseball games. All right, with one out, that's going to bring up Derek Yinger. Yinger takes the first pitch, a little low for ball one. All right, Sid, I'll give you a chance here to score one run, tie this thing up. It's up to you. Second pitch taken for a strike. Nice job, Sid. You're a little quiet on that one.
Third pitch comes in. Strike.
Nice pitch right there by Alex.
Count was 1-2. Let's see what Derek Yinger does.
Popped him up. Sage Wendell makes the call at second base, and he puts her in the mitt for out number two. Nice job, Sage. Nice job, Alex Deuce. And the Indians, one out away here from claiming a sectional championship on the road, 40 miles from our comfy confines of the battlegrounds here in Convoy, Ohio. Last chance, Sid. Huxley Gross is your batter. Nope, never mind. Pinch hitter. Who is it?
Evan Hart.
Up for the Knights, number 17, hitting for Huxley Gross, is now Evan Hart.
Wow. Huxley Gross, the only guy that scored a run for the Crestview boys, and they're going to take him out. Put a new
first pitch is outside for Evan.
Pinch hitter in there. Man, that takes
1-0.
Feel bad for this guy right now. Sitting on the bench, comes in with two outs, bottom of the seventh. We need a run.
If he hit a home run for him.
Yeah, if he hits a home run, he'd be the hero.
Another pitch comes in. Ball.
I don't know what was wrong with that pitch right there. Two balls, no strikes. Didn't look like Riggs moved his glove.
Another pitch in the dirt. Count 3-0.
Don't put the tying run on, Deucey. Come on. Go ahead, run at the plate.
Put him on. Oh.
Curveball gets away from Tobes, but it's called a strike. Three balls and a strike now. Two away. Two strikes away. Pinch hitter, Evan Hart.
Another pitch in the dirt. Four balls for Evan Hart.
Ball four. Yeah, and Evan Hart does his job, reaches first base. Base on balls, only the second walk given up by Alex so far in this ball game, and that's going to bring up Levi Grace.
Now batting for the Knights. The center fielder, number 18, Levi Grace.
Levi, 1-for-2, had a single in the third, drove in the only run for Crestview, and he struck out swinging in the fifth.
Levi Grace up to bat, takes the first pitch as a strike. Another pitch comes in, and he takes a swing and miss.
Now the Indians one strike away here, folks. The sectional championship. No balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-1 ball game. It's been a heck of a ball game. Swing and a miss. Deucey gets him, and the Indians will take care of the business here in Convoy, and they'll come away with a 2-1 victory and take the sectional championship. I want to thank my lovely counterpart tonight, Sydney Dowler, for doing an excellent job on the radio. Good job, kid. I want to thank Reese Guggenbiller working the computer, and Eric Catterly back at PG-14. We'll be back with a little recap right after this.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here in Convoy. We're going to wrap things up. The Indians pull away when a tight ball game, Googs, 2-1, and all the scoring done in one frame of the game. Indians pick up two runs in the top of the third inning, and the Knights come back, and they bounce back and score one in the bottom of the third, and everything else goose eggs up on that scoreboard. And as many times as we've come in here and had the lead and lost late in the game, it's good for the Indians to come up here and actually get a W from these guys. And it was a well-pitched game by both sides. Ducey done a great job. Preston Kreischer did a great job. And I messed his name up every time I said it. So the Crestview boys are out there. They're kind of dejected out there. It's tough, you know. It's your senior year or whatever, and your last game is your senior. And we've been on that side of it many times, too. So, yeah. You know, I want to congratulate the Crestview boys. They finished the season at 13-6. Pretty dang good record for their year. And the Indians now even things up, I think, at 11-11. Is that right? I think we were 10-11 coming in here. And we'll head over to Coldwater on Wednesday night. I'm not sure I'll be there. I think I got to go watch my daughter run track in Troy. And let me see here. I was trying to get to St. Henry. St. Henry was up. Let's see. In the sixth inning, St. Henry was up 5-2, so we'll probably play the St. Henry Redskins. They're playing the Parkway Panthers. But we'll do a quick rundown here. First, for the Crestview boys, they had one run on four hits. They stranded four, so that means Ducey did a good job keeping them off the bases. He struck out four. He walked two batters. According to the scoreboard, Crestview had four errors, which, yeah, there was a bobble or two in there, a couple hard hit balls. Ducey did hit one batter. For the Indians, two runs, six hits, five left on base, struck out five times, only walked once. Just an all-around good game by both teams, and we congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians. They got the sectional championship. They'll move on to districts now at Coldwater at 7:30 on Wednesday night. Got an update on the girls. Right now the girls are ahead of Coldwater 6-5. So Coldwater bounced back. We had a 6-0 lead, and now they're back to 6-5. So Coldwater not giving up. And we want to thank Eric Catterly out in Jay County at PG-14. And we want to thank Reese Guckenbeller here running the computer tonight. We'll be with you on Wednesday night to bring you the Fort Recovery Indian baseball game at Coldwater, probably against the St. Henry Redskins. Indians beat them earlier in the year 2-0 on a rainy night. I'm sure the Redskins got a little bit of revenge in mind. But for Reese Guckenbeller and Dave Kopp, we're going to sign off here in Crestview. Indians win 2-1.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.